Hare Krishna. Krishna's pastimes are the trail and the trailer. The Bhagavad Gita 4.9 makes an extraordinary declaration. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo metti tatvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sa arjuna. So it says that one who knows Janma and Karma, the appearance and the activities of Krishna, how does he know that? They are divyam, they are transcendental. One who understands them to be transcendental and understands them evam yo vetti tattvatah, in truth, properly, tyaktva deham, that person after leaving this body, punarjanma naiti, that person doesn't come back to this samsara chakra again to take birth again, but mameti so Arjuna, that person comes back to me. So Krishna says that such a person attains liberation from material existence. Now liberation is something which is very difficult to attain. There are people who renounce the world and perform prolonged austerities, and still, even for them, liberation is very elusive. It's difficult to attain. But how can that extremely difficult and elusive liberation be attained? Simply by understanding Krishna's pastimes. To understand the answer, we have to understand the extraordinary potency of Krishna's pastimes. On the spiritual path, Krishna's pastimes perform a very special double role. They act as the trailer and as the trail. Normally, the word trailer is used to refer to, say, a movie trailer. So, if there's a 3-hour movie, then maybe there's a 3-minute trailer, which just offers tantalizing glimpses of the movie scene, the best action from the movie, which attracts people. Oh, this movie is so good, I want to see this movie. So like that, tantalizing glimpses are meant to attract the full show. So how are Krishna's pastimes the trailer? Actually, all of us, our innermost longing is for love. We want to love and be loved. And we direct our longing for love towards different objects and different people. But unfortunately, everything in this world is temporary. And that's why our longing for love, when it is directed in this world, is frustrated repeatedly and inevitably. Krishna's pastimes are enactments of a love that is never frustrated. The love between the all-attractive Supreme Being and his innumerable devotees that continues on eternally in the spiritual world. So Krishna is the all-attractive, all-loving Supreme Being, and he has his own eternal abode, and there he performs pastimes with his devotees, which are ecstatic exchanges of love. And because Krishna is eternal, the soul is eternal, the love between them can go on eternally, and there is only ever-increasing fulfillment. There is never frustration of the kind that is experienced in this world. So now these pastimes happen eternally in the spiritual world. When Krishna comes to the material world, he performs some of the pastimes over here. And these pastimes performed here, which are the manifested pastimes, they offer us glimpses of the arena where our longing for love can be fulfilled entirely, perfectly, eternally. So, thus they act as trailers. The complete show is in the spiritual world. And the trailer, some glimpses, some tantalizing glimpses of those pastimes are offered over here. So that our heart becomes attracted. Yes, I also want to enter the spiritual world and get the experience, the love that is never frustrated. So, they, because they offer a glimpse, these pastimes are like a trailer. But along with that, they are also the trail. Trail means a path. So, many times people think of Krishna's pastimes as stories meant for entertainment, just like movies. But this is a very superficial understanding of Krishna's pastimes. Actually, those with a proper understanding of Krishna's pastimes, those who understand Tattvata, they understand that these are demonstrations of an eternal reality to which we all belong. We all belong to that world of love because we are souls, we are parts of Krishna, and we are meant to delight eternally with him in the spiritual world. So, Krishna's pastimes are not meant for entertainment, are not meant to entertain. They are meant to be entered into. We enter into those pastimes, we enter the spiritual world and join those pastimes. Now, to join those pastimes, which are filled with love, our heart has to be filled with love. So, we have to redirect our heart from the world to Krishna. And how does this redirection take place? One of the very important ways is through the pastimes itself. The redirection of the heart requires contemplating on Krishna. And Krishna's pastimes provide us charming and purifying subject matter for thinking about Krishna. It's charming because those pastimes are so filled with so much variety, so much action, so much joy. So they're charming. And they are purifying because Krishna is the all pure supreme being. So contact with him purifies us. So they provide a charming and purifying subject matter that we can contemplate, we can churn, we can recollect and we can relish. Contemplate means we think, we hear about the past and think about them. Churn means we think deeper and deeper about them. The acharyas have churned Krishna's pastime so much and they have written many commentaries which are expressions of the churnings of their heart. And by reading those commentaries and by hearing classes, we can churn whatever we have heard in our heart. And then we can recollect this. Later on, we can keep remembering this. And in this way, we can overall relish these pastimes. The more we think about Krishna in this way, the more our heart becomes attracted to him. And the more we progress on the path back to the spiritual world. So thus, Krishna's pastimes, by providing us the means, the substance by which we can turn our heart to him, Krishna's pastimes also serve as the trail. And thus Krishna's pastimes are both the trailer and the trail. Thank you. Hare Krishna.